WPOI, St. Petersburg, Clearwater.
Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Here's Holly with what's hot in Hollywood.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West have announced the name of their new son. This is their fourth child, by the way. And his name is Sam.
Spell that for me.
P-S-A-L-M. As in the Psalms of the Bible.
Oh, okay.
Which, wow. By the way, I feel like I always mispronounce, because that's the next thing that came after all this, is that everybody goes, oh, that's what they named their son. How do you say that? Does anybody... Psalm. I don't even think you pronounce the L. It's just Psalm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how you pronounce it. Interestingly, I mean, their other boy is named Saint. The girls, however, are Chicago and North. So wow. I don't know if they went like a directional / biblical, but I did read that, you know, they are very into the Bible right now. So I guess it would make sense that they named their son something very biblical.
Interesting. Well, I feel like maybe also, do you wonder if they knew they were going to have four kids, that Kim Kardashian and Kanye West said, all right, you get to name two Kanye, you get to name two Kim. And then that's how we have like two totally different types of names.
Maybe so.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that is the name that everybody was scratching their heads over this weekend. That's how that goes. I think it's only fair that we need to speak on Game of Thrones. Now, hold on. No spoilers.
No, we're not going to spoil anything if you didn't watch it.
But, like, what are you doing not watching it? Even Miguel watched it.
I didn't. I said I wasn't going to. I wanted to wait until today, but there was no way.
No.
I could get through the spoilers this morning and have it not spoiled for me.
No, I know. And I'm not going to take up too much time with this, especially if you're not into Game of Thrones at all. Like
Scott's sitting over here.
Yeah, go ahead.
It was just the end of an era. It's just really, it's still weighing on me. I feel like I'm going to need to process this throughout the rest of the day. Is that weird?
No. Listen, it's 7 years of your life that you've invested in characters and storylines. I mean, I even had on Game of Thrones socks last night as I was watching the finale. So
wow.
I invest a lot of time in the show.
Absolutely. By the way, I'm interested if anyone actually took off work today. Because remember, there was like 10 million people supposed to take off work?
Yes.
Anyway, Ariana Grande even knew that it was a big deal last night. She was actually performing in Houston, and she was like, listen, I know it's a big night with Game of Thrones, so thank you for being here. Could you imagine if she was here last night? I don't know. I would have been like, ooh.
I've been like, girl, sorry, Ari. I'm going to have to leave at like 8:45 so I can get home right for the finale.
Exactly. A couple other celebrity reactions from the series finale last night. Diplo, a week ago, said maybe it was never about the Iron Throne, but the friends they made along the way, which I think was good.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, then last night he tweeted, and you all laughed at me.
No, it's true.
Yeah, exactly. And so Kendra Wilkinson said, very politically correct ending. Was waiting for some twist, but then again, it's like done.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was an interesting way to finish. Mm-hmm. And I just think that people will be talking about it for a long time to come.
You're going
to
be hearing some spinoffs of that Game of Thrones show as well.
Yeah, oh, yeah, very much. I was going to say some things, but then that would have gone into
spoil
our
it.
No
don't
spoilers
spoil
policy,
it.
So never
None.
Mind. All right, let's talk about this. Scooter Braun was calling out an anniversary the other day on Instagram. He actually took a screenshot from a Wikipedia page about Justin Bieber's 10-year anniversary of his debut single, One Time. And girl, you're my one
love. Yeah.
Still a jam,
this
though.
Is about... Yes.
Were you in elementary school when this came out, Scott?
Yes, and all the girls loved Justin Bieber. Yes. I was like, what do you want from him?
Scott, did you have the Justin Bieber haircut when you were in elementary
school? Oh, of course.
Wait, we need
a
picture.
I had it before Justin did. Thank you very much.
You know who had it before Justin did? Zac Efron.
Oh,
and
true.
I happen to think Scotty looks a little bit like Zac Efron anyway. Then Justin Bieber did it, and then every boy everywhere had his head cocked to the side a little bit so he could see out of one eye at least.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Flip that hair.
Can you find a picture of you with a Justin Bieber haircut?
Oh, yeah. For a second.
He goes, give me a second.
We're going to put it on the Miguel and Holly Instagram.
Woo! That's what's hot in Hollywood with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
It is 7:03, and I made my yearly trip to the beach this weekend.
Oh, yes.
I did. I spent some time on Treasure Island and had a huge but simple aha moment while trying to dodge the sun.
Oh.
If you have trouble going to the beach, I think my aha moment may help you. I'll tell you what that was in two songs.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.